Welcome back. You're with the News at One. As you heard in the bulletin, former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has died in Cairo at the age of 91. His three decades in power came to an end in 2011 when a popular uprising forced him from office. And earlier I heard from Borzu Daragahi, the international correspondent from the London Independent.
I think he left behind a period of relative prosperity and stability in Egyptian history. He was in charge for 30 years. During that time, there was no major wars, no major disasters, and so on. The country's GDP improved, health conditions improved, and other institutional capacity increased. However, and it's a big however, it was also a time of extreme corruption and malaise. A time when there was a lot of lost opportunities, when, you know, major infrastructure improvements were not made, despite overall improvements that looked good on paper, you know, on the ground. It was a period of institutional rot and lost opportunity that led to the 2011 uprising in which he was toppled, as well as the subsequent period of chaos and disorder and disunity.
And what happened to him in that time of the Arab Spring, the high hopes of all of that, which have resulted in the military taking control again, effectively, in Egypt?
Well, he was ousted,
prosecuted, jailed in mostly five-star kind of circumstances. And then later in 2017, a court released him. And I think to some extent, his legacy is being whitewashed as the regime of Abdel Fattah Sisi seeks to find allies and pillars of support. And one pillar of support are, you know, these very small but powerful faction of former Mubarak supporters. And so, you know, his legacy is being somewhat whitewashed. He will get a military funeral, according to the Egyptian reports. And that is an honor that some would say he doesn't deserve.
And internet or in the region, how will his legacy be seen?
For Egyptians, he is kind of a spent force. But in the region and globally, I think he was a good friend of the United States. He was a recipient of billions in military aid, and he upheld the peace deal that was signed by his predecessor, Anwar Sadat, with Israel. And that has, you know, to a large extent, transformed some of the dynamics in the Middle East over the last four decades.
One other issue I want to discuss with you, Borzu Daragahi, is the situation with the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak in Iran and concerns of many that the authorities there are not being honest about the level of infection. What's known and what are the questions?
Well, according to the health ministry, there are 17 fatalities out of about 100 or less confirmed cases of the virus. Now, that is an incredible mortality rate. And that has startled some public health professionals throughout the world who are watching this. But then today you had a report saying that the health ministry actually suspects there's about 1,000 cases of people who've contracted the virus. So that makes it the mortality rate more in line with the virus as we saw it in China. So, you know, we're looking at that closely. On the other hand, you had the situation where a politician, a member of parliament, said that actually it's not 17 or 14 or 12 deaths. There's at least 50 deaths in my town alone. And so there's a dispute in Iran between this politician and some of the authorities. And you know, they've even asked the prosecutor to look into this politician. So as one person, and it is Iran, it is a repressive state, not known for its transparency. As one person joked on social media, you know, that now the judiciary is going to look into coronavirus and stop it by charging it with espionage, in reference to the many activists and others, political dissidents, who are arrested and charged with espionage. So I think there's a lot of frustration, a lot of questions. This is a government that does not have a lot of trust among its own people, as well as the world beyond. And this is really a test for that government, this outbreak.
Borzu Daragahi there on the legacy of Hosni Mubarak and also the situation with the coronavirus in Iran.